Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for another day that he allowed us to see. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. I'm so glad that he did. You know, there's somebody that was here on earlier today that's gone this evening, you know. I'm telling you, time is winding up and Jesus is soon to come. And whatever we do for him, we must do it quickly. Oh, he said, redeem the time, for the days are evil. It's certainly evil on today. But we here at the Ready Church, every time we come on, we want to make a difference in your life. We pray that you would just seek God while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. I know I brought a blog earlier today, and this evening we're coming with my grandchildren and my family on again this afternoon. I thank God. You know, it's a blessing to be able to pray and just study with your family in a day and time like this. There's so much going on, violence filling the land. I mean, the devil's doing what he said he's going to do, kill, steal, and destroy. And he's destroying families. Oh, I tell you, our young people have so much to deal with in this last hour. I mean, it's a time like never before, you know. People used to, you know, fist fight. But these people today, these young people, oh, my God. They got weapons and, you know, and they care nothing about your life. Let me get into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you on today for keeping us, oh God, up into this present time. We thank you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify you. We exalt your holy and righteous name. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Minister to us all on today, God. We want to minister to our youth, oh, God, in a special way, God. We know, oh, God, that there are evil coming out from every which way, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that this is a time and a season. We plead the blood of Jesus where the enemy wants to destroy our young people. But we plead the blood of Jesus over every young person right now in the name of Jesus. We pray and plead the blood of Jesus over them in school and at play and all around, even on the buses. They go up and down the dangerous highways and byways. We plead the blood of Jesus over the bus drivers and over the students on the bus. We plead the blood of Jesus over you today. And we just thank you, oh God, for keeping us and keeping our children and keeping our grandchildren, just keeping our families on today. And to you be the glory, honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. I just thank God. As I said, we went forth this morning, and this afternoon we want to talk to the young people. I'm telling you, they have so much to deal with. There's so much going on in the homes today. You know, it's totally different from 20, 30, and 40 years ago. You know, parents were spending more time with their children, and I'm telling you, the children are just out of control, because people are forgetting their treasure. Your children are your treasures. Oh, my God, some people can't even have children, you know, and it seems that the ones who have them, I mean, they're abusing them, the children just out of control. So we here today want to talk to some of our young people today and see what's taking place in the school. school and what's going on, you know, and try to pour into them. Come on, pour into your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, you know, because there's so much going on. I mean, violence is filling the land every time you turn the news on. Some young person done got killed, you know. I mean, they doing drive-by shootings and stealing cars. I mean, the children are just out of control, and they need a basic foundation, and the foundation is the Word of God. The foundation is Jesus. It's still Jesus. The children go to church, and they don't hear about Jesus. I mean, you know, that's what the gospel is supposed to be, the good news, to be preached to people. You go to church to hear the Word of God, to change your life, to change your heart, to change your home. But I tell you, today is so much going on in the church and out in the world, you know, in our school system, teachers and the students. I mean, they fighting and bickering. And I mean, they have no respect. The kids have no respect. They have lost their respect. It starts at home and spreads abroad. But, you know, these children are training themselves. I mean, they teaching themselves. They left home alone. Parents are just doing whatever they want to do. And neglecting your treasures, your children, is so important. And, you know, and then soon as something happened, everybody wants to boo-hoo. You know, you saw signs and paid no attention. You know, I thought they were going through stuff. They bringing stuff in your house. You don't even know what they're bringing. Some of them bringing drugs and bringing weapons in your house, and you don't know what's going on in your house. Your house. I'm telling you, I'm disturbed by the things I see, things I hear on young people. You know, they just have no direction, no sense of direction. Because the parents, I'm telling you, they just gone wild. The parents don't want to be parents no more. They're trying to be so young and, you know, and doing their own thing and clubbing. And the kids have no stable home today. People just doing whatever they want to do. But we got to stick with the Word of God. So train up your child in the way of the Lord. They're not being trained in the way of the Lord. Some kids don't even know about Jesus. It's sad. It's a sad time. It's a praying time like never before. We as the body of Christ need to get back to basic instruction. Jesus is coming, y'all. You don't see the sign? Oh, he's coming. Everything going down. Stores, businesses, banks, everything going down. Your home going down. Everything going down but the Word of God. We're going to start off with Ephesians chapter 6. Somebody read.
Obey the
commands
of the Lord.
Right.
Honor father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth.
All right. The Bible said, what? Honor. You can obey your parents and the Lord. For this is right. That's why you got parents. You're supposed to be able to obey. These children ain't obeying. I mean, even down to babies, they ain't even scared no more. You could just look at your child and just give them the eye. Not now. You can give them the eye and you spank them, and they still do the same thing. I'm telling you, we're living in a praying time. We need to, you know, spend time with your children. Pray. My son was ministering to my grandson today and talking to him. You know, it's important that we talk to our young people, see what's going on with them. They don't have nobody to ask them what's going on. They're dealing with stuff in school, dealing with stuff in the street, you know. In your neighborhood, everybody wants to be a thug, you know. And some of them that don't want to be a thug, they scatter the ones that is thugs, and they're winning them over. Because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. You just leave them in the house and going on about your business. It's a sad time. What's a sad time? It's a praying time. Children, obey your parents and the Lord. They don't feel like they got to obey nothing because you're not there. Come on, get back. Get back in your rightful place, mothers and fathers. Come on, get back.
Get back in the Word of God and train your children up in the way of the Lord before time is too late. Like I say, I mean, our young people, they're getting hooked up with young men and you know, and they're taking them out. I'm telling young people, just hearing so many things that's disturbing to me. Young women, I mean, 20. I mean, they're babies. Even if you're 20, you're babies. They're losing their lives because they're not being taught, you know, to love, to be loved. And they go out here and these men abusing and using them and taking our young people out. It's a sad praying time, y'all. Church is in trouble. Church is in trouble. You want to talk, son, about your talk? You got anything you want to say about the young people today and what's taking place? I mean, even in the schools, you know? You just don't even want to teach the young people. So disrespectful. It's in your hands.
Well, yeah, it's a lot going on in the schools and at, you know, in the homes of different people and children. Looking for a sense of direction. And they often go the wrong way because they're influenced by someone outside of the home. They're more apt to listen to someone in the street, someone that they don't, that's not within the home, that's trying to get them to, in our case, trying to, you know, lead them the right direction, in the right direction, but they're more apt to hear other people on the outside. And a lot of times that starts when they get into that, sometimes when they're into that adolescent stage, teenage years, you know, knowing what you're telling them is right, but they want to get into other stuff, try to experience things. Yes, you're trying to lead them in the right direction, but they want to find out for themselves. They want to experience whatever it is, to be trauma or whatever it is. They don't look at it as being that, but they want to learn firsthand what you were saying and trying to lead them away from what they could have, you know, could potentially get into. Yeah.
You got something you want to say about young people today?
Because I do remember even one of my other nephews, we were talking to him many years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, telling him, you know, what he is supposed to do, you know, just pouring into them. And you never stop telling them the truth. Yeah, they don't want to hear it, but that doesn't mean that you need to stop telling them because they need to consistently hear it. They can't say that you never told them. And when they get into a hard place, they can always say, my mother told me this, my uncle told me this, my father, whoever it is, told me not to do this. So my nephew, he was saying, I hear what you're saying, but I want to see for myself. And that's where a lot of them are at. They want to see for themselves. But, you know, if you say that stove is hot, now you can touch it if you want to. I wouldn't advise you to touch it, and I'm telling you not. You really advise me not to. But if you want to, you're going to touch it, and you're going to find out firsthand. You know, I'm telling you, but, you know, why would you want to get burned? You're going to get, you know, burned if you put your hand on that stove that I'm telling you not to. So if some of it, I'm not going to pick up much if you have something to say.
Well, even with within the schools, you know, the teachers have a lot to deal with because the kids are, you know, they bring in their feelings into the school and, you know, and they fighting the teachers and talking back to the teachers. The teachers don't even want to teach you, you know, because of lack of respect. Like my son just said, you know, you try to tell them that the stove hot and they want to touch it anyway, you know. But you're going to get burned. No way you're going to touch no fire and not get burned, you know. So we here at the Ready Church, we just want to encourage our young people. We want to, you know, pull into them and try to stir them in the right way, you know, before time is too late. As we can see, the world is ever changing. It's not the same. People are not the same, you know. Even in your communities, you know, everybody's changing. But God's word remains the same. That's what we're trying to tell you. You know, you can seek God. You ain't too young to seek God. You go through things just like the adults do. But you got to know how to call on Jesus. But if you don't know who to call on because you're not being taught who to call on, we here at the Reddit Church want to tell you, call on Jesus. Call on his name. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. That's why people get stirred up and mad with you because you call on that name. Because there's power in that name. Things change. People get upset when you call on the name of Jesus because of the power of that name. You know, the devil knows that there's deliverance in that name and there's peace in that name. Some of our young people, they go through things too. A lot of times, you know, they experience different things, and they couldn't tell nobody, you know. So we here at the Ready Church want to let you know, even if you can, you can talk to Jesus. You can always talk to him, and he will lead you and guide you, young people. He will. Sometimes they get overwhelmed, and the devil telling you nobody cares and nobody loves you, and then the enemy offer you death. We here at the Ready Church want to tell you, don't take it. Don't take it. Don't do it. They will tell you to do something to yourself. Don't do it. Run to the word of God. Run to your family members. The ones where you know will listen. There's always somebody that will hear and give you an encouraging word. Sometimes it ain't even in your family. Got to use somebody outside your house to encourage you. We here at the Reddit Church just want to make a difference. Come read, grandson. Come read that same scripture. Feel or yet. Read. Come on, come on. Time. Come on.
And always be of a listening ear to whomever God has placed in your life. Always be that open door for them to, you know, be able to come to you when they're experiencing something. I'm saying to not be a blockage or a barrier or have anything in between you and that child that God has placed in your life to minister to. Always be open and available to them. And have that approach that, you know, that they will be able to, you know, want to communicate with you and to let you know when things are going on. Sometimes it might not be right then and there that they're ready to, but in good timing, when God's divine time, when they open up and God opens, leaves that way for them to be able to talk to you, it's going to happen. So just make sure you have yourself available to them.
My grandson, see, I'm going to leave. That's one of the verses over what I just read. Children,
obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right.
For what?
This is right.
For it's right. You have to obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Okay.
The honor for the father and the mother, which is the first command.
All right. Honor your mother and father, which is the first commandment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for reading that. Yes. Honor your mother and father, that your days may be long upon your earth. You know, if you want to live a long time, you need to honor. You need to respect. You got something you want to say? About the young people today? Your mother, oh Lord. You don't obey your parents and the Lord, for this is the right thing to do.
We say, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment. What's coming? That they may remember with thee, that thou may live for long on the earth.
You want to look a long time, don't you?
Look. Look, we got so many young people in the grave today. Don't want to hear. Young people are dying. This is where, as a matter of fact, faster than the older people. Because of disrespect, no honor, you know, and we just got through reading that. That you may live long upon the face of God. My granddaughter going to read Ephesians 5 and verse 1 and 2. She's going to read these two. It's not going to be before you long.
Excuse me. Walk in love is Christ, also as love does it has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling Savior.
That first verse again, I come here.
Be ye therefore followers of God and dear children. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for sweet smelling Savior.
Talking about be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, just to walk in love as Christ hath loved us and has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor.
Amen. Amen. So we want to be followers of Christ. Go ahead.
So it's telling us to, you know, to be followers of God as dear children. In this walk, in this journey, it's not that you're leading the way. It's God is leading the way spiritually and giving you direction in this physical life to lead these children. And they have to come, and we have to come as followers of Christ as dear children. It's not that you're grown. When you're following Christ, we come to him as dear children. And then it talks about the key component of walking in love. If you're not walking in love, then people are not going to follow you, and you're not going to be following Christ if you're not walking in love and you're walking in hate. As Christ has loved us and he given himself for us as an offering, and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor.
And Proverbs 22 and 6. Okay. Some people not even praying in their home and not even reading with your children. So they got to be trained. Proverbs 22 and 6.
We're going to read Proverbs 22 and 6. I'm going to read Proverbs 2:26. Read it loud so they can hear you. It starts with the word training. stand up with God.
All of it, John.
And all of the way he's on and done. Hold on. He will depart not. I'm sorry, not.
It says will not depart from it.
Right.
I was train up a child in the way he said, oh, to not depart from it. We're speaking the word today over our young people. She kind of read Proverbs 21 and 23.
We start with our mouth, you know. A lot of our young people are in the grave because of their tongue. You can't hold your tongue. You need to be careful. Be careful what you say out of your mouth.
He keeps his mouth and his tongue, keeps his soul from trouble.
Whosoever keeps what? His mouth and keep it. So that's about, you know, everything in you to say as young people who are not adults, who are supposed to listen and not say everything that you feel, is talking about. This is Proverbs. It's providing wisdom. It's giving you wisdom and understanding. It says, so whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue, because your tongue is in your mouth. Keep your mouth, close it, and your tongue, which provides the way that you are able to speak. Can't speak without the tongue. If you keep your mouth and your tongue, what? It's talking about clothes. And it keeps your soul from trouble. Keeps your life, preserves it. So you're able to stay here longer on the earth. So I can't help it. That's why so many young people are not because they don't want to listen.
And our last scripture.
You're talking about the tongue. What I mean, people, hold your tongue.
What you just read?
Life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit door of those. One that they want to find
the Lord.
So, yeah.
Death and life is in the power of your tongue, y'all. You know, that's why a lot of stumps I say in the grave today, young people, you go down there in the graveyard. Take a tour to the grave. You know, you can't say, well, I got a long time. If you look at the news every day, some young person, you know, have left here, leaving here. And a lot of because of your tongue, your mouth, not holding your tongue, you can lose your life. You know, death and life is in the power of your tongue today. We're here at the Reddit Church, want to make a difference where it counts. We want to help our young people. Who knows what you may face on tomorrow. You know, you will go back to the scripture and remember what the word of God has said. You know, that life and death is in the power of my tongue, so I'm going to hold my tongue. I'm not going to say what I feel or what I think, you know, because it may help you lose your life. But we here at the Ready Church want to make a difference. And our young people, as well as our adults, you know, we just want to make a difference where it counts in these last and evil days. Just wanted to share our family time with you today. We thank God for my family, my grandchildren and my children,
What a blessing. Nothing else.
So, you know, death and life is in the title of the song, that, you know, those words that you speak, they're for your destruction. You don't even want to even speak them, because death and life is in the power of your tongue. And also, back to the other scripture where it says that he will keep his tongue as his mouth. Tongue keepeth his soul from trouble, keepeth his life. So that also deals with death and life. Because if you don't keep it closed, you're saying all these destructive things and you saying whatever you so-called feel, that's not for your, that's not going to benefit you. That's going to be for your destruction. So just be a listening ear to the children when they come to you, as I said. And also, if you're a man out there and you, it's all these women that need help with these children, and they need to hear a man's voice sometimes, help them. Be there for them. It helps.
Certainly do, because sometimes people go outside of their family looking for love in the wrong places, you know? So we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference where it counts. We thank you for spending this time with us as we have our family time. Like I said, you may go to school tomorrow and you don't know what you're going to have to face, but you'll think about the word of God. I'm going to keep my tongue. I'm not going to talk back to the teacher. I'm not going to talk back to, you know, somebody that's older than me. I'm going to respect them on today. And then you may see somebody else that disrespect them and then see the consequences and say, oh, I'm so glad I didn't do that. So, you know, life is a lesson. And we here at the Ready Church, I love my grandchildren, all of them, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren and children. I love you. And I thank God for each and everyone that comes to the Ready Church to support us. We here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference where it counts in these last and evil days. For these are certainly evil days and evil times. The love of men is waxing cold. People don't love like they used to. Calling right wrong and wrong right. But we here at the Ready Church want to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. The word of God, he said he don't change. The word of God remains the same. And we thank God for that on today. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you. We glorify you. We thank you for this day that you've made. And in it, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the hearts of the listeners, that they take in the word of God as they go throughout their daily journey and their life's journey. God, we pray that we totally submit ourselves to you daily, dying to the flesh and walking in the spirit. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Now the life which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank you for giving yourself for us, that we have eternal life. We pray that you bless these kids in school. Yes. We bind the hands of the enemy that comes to steal, to kill, and destroy them. God, we speak that you have a purpose and a plan for their life, and they're going to walk in it. And we stand in faith and agreement in your word. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for those that are dealing with sickness and disease and things that are trying to come up in their body. Your word says you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. With your stripes we are healed. We claim it, and the victory is ours in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. The devil is defeated.
God is exalted.
The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Amen.
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 God bless you. Ready, church.